Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Gail Goodman is our guest, and she's back with us to give us another installment of her wisdom. She's chief executive officer of a company called Roving Software, and they create a product called Constant Contact that we're going to talk to you about in just a little bit, but I wanted her to join us again today to give us some very important information on how to reach out and touch our customers online. Gail, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Well, I can see that. I can see why it would be good to be here. Gail, let's talk about some of the legislation that's going on these days. There's some spam legislation that Congress has been working on that's going to affect you and me, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's great news for small business.
Well, tell us what happened.
Yep. Well, you know, as many of your listeners may know, lots of states have been passing spam legislation. In fact, 37 different states have very different spam legislation,
mm-hmm.
which is ridiculously difficult for a small business to keep track of. And, you know, frankly, most of us don't even know what states our email addresses are from.
Right.
So understanding what rules to apply to which reader of our online newsletter is just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is the federal government is actually going to pass, or very close, we think today, going to pass federal preemptive legislation. Preemptive means it essentially overrides all the other state legislation and gives us one set of rules.
That's
very important.
That's good news.
The other good news is that the rules are really easy to follow. Really easy to follow. So the rules they're passing are not overly complicated or even counterintuitive. They're very straightforward. And the rules are essentially kind of three big rules. One, you have to be clear when you collect someone's email address what you're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a register book out or you're talking to someone on the phone and you're saying, can I add you to the email list? You need to be just clear about what you're going to do. It's our list. We're not going to give it to anybody else. You're all
right.
Set.
Right.
Second rule is you need to be honest and straightforward in your emails. You need to obviously have your subject line match your content, right? None of those
right.
fake spammy subject lines designed
right.
to get
the
you
bait,
to...
The bait and switch type of thing.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't answer my email. Right.
Right. Uh-huh.
Get a mortgage, right?
or hello, old friend, or anything like exactly, yeah.
Right. So don't do any of that. And, you know, obviously don't pretend to be someone you're not. So, you know, mm-hmm. you have to send it from an email address that you own and operate.
Right.
As opposed to hijacking someone else's email address.
Which is happening all the time right now.
Happening all the time, but not mm-hmm. not your listeners.
No, right? No, they wouldn't do that. Right.
No, I mean we're not the ones doing that. Those are the
we know we're sort of preaching to the choir here, folks. But I know you're interested in this report because you know you and I we don't know the people who are misusing the system, but we are receiving stuff from them.
Yep. So you gotta obviously just be yourself, and then the final thing you need to do is have. Physical address contact information at the bottom of your email.
Right.
So it's going to be a law that you must include a physical address. And finally, that you must unsubscribe anyone who requests to be unsubscribed.
Automatic, no questions asked.
Automatic, no questions asked.
All right.
But those are pretty easy rules to live by, don't you think?
Absolutely. But here's the thing. Where's the teeth? Is there teeth behind this if somebody, for those who refuse to comply? Because, as you know, they're really hardcore spammers are going to say, so what?
Right. Well, I mean, the good news is the The rules make it easy for those of us who have already been doing it right to stay within the law.
Right.
And they make the things those other folks are doing illegal. Right. So think about the typical junk spam that you get in your mailbox.
Right.
They have not been straightforward about how they collected your name and what they're going to use it for.
That's exactly right.
They have not been honest about either their subject line and their content or who they are. They don't have contact information, and they don't have a working unsubscribe.
Well, you know,
they're
breaking
every rule I just said.
Exactly. And as you were going through the rules, everybody that I know, including myself and including you, and all the members of my brain trust that I know, because I know about how they reach out and touch their customers, we don't have to change anything. We're already doing what the government is saying in the new law. But the spammers, that's another story. We're going to talk some more about this right after these messages. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gail Goodman. Back at 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show, straight ahead, we've got Tom Wright, Adam Thier, Joyce Weiss, and Bill Brandt, all outstanding individuals who are going to be joining us. And I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. I want to get back to our visit with our good friend Gail Goodman, the Chief Executive Officer of Roving, which is an organization that helps you and me put our best foot forward online with our customers. When we reach out and touch them in the legitimate ways, and one of her products is called Constant Contact. And Gail, tell us about Roving and about Constant Contact.
Sure, thanks. Constant Contact is a service designed to help small and medium businesses or divisions of larger companies send perfect permission-based email, and perfect in a whole bunch of ways. You know, perfect looking. So we have these wonderful pre-formatted emails where you just put in your own message and you look really professional. You add your logo. You can change the colors to match your colors. But fundamentally, in a few easy steps, you look really professional. It's also perfect in the fact that we perfectly manage the list side of this. We let your subscribers opt out. We let your subscribers opt in. You can, again, design in a very easy and straightforward way the subscription form that you might want to put on your website, ask them demographic information, ask them about their interests. We really help you do the list management, the campaign creation and sending, and then we manage all of the technical back office side. We send the mail, we collect the bounces, those are the bad emails that bounce back, or all those autoresponders, I'm on vacation, I'll get back to you in a week. Mm-hmm. Right, you don't need all that coming back at you. Let it come back at us. We'll gather it all together and organize it for you, and let you take whatever action you need to take on that.
Give us your website, please.
It's www.constantcontact.com.
Folks, one of the things you've heard me say before is in the 21st century, small business owners have to ask two questions. Number one, must this task be done by a human being? And when it comes to direct marketing, you know, as far as reaching out and touching customers, obviously there's technology for that, and we call it email marketing, which is something that I do through my newsletter. But the second question is if the answer is yes, that this doesn't have to be done by a human, then the second question we have to ask ourselves is, must this be done by our technology? If it can be done by technology, does it have to be our technology? And more, there are people out there like Gail and her organization who have outstanding technology capability that raises our level of professionalism and our level of capability beyond which we could afford to have ourselves. And so why recreate the wheel when it's already available? And Gail, that's the way I think of your organization, and I congratulate you on making that available to small business owners.
Thank you very much. And people can try it for free, which is a wonderful way to get to know whether something fits your business.
So you got a 30-day free trial, don't you?
You got a 60-day free trial.
60-day? Hey, I like that even better.
There you go.
We
know
free.
How busy small business are. Sometimes they don't get to it in 30 days.
And you know how much we love free, too. So check it out, folks, and see what you think about it, and I think you'll like it. And one of the things that Gail and I have in common, we both are partners with IBM, and I know you're enjoying your relationship with them. Gail, let's get back. I want to get back to this legislation because this is important stuff. This is the spam legislation that Gail thinks and we think is going to be signed today. This is going to basically override all the state laws, including the California law, right?
That's right.
Tell us about that one.
That's very important to small business. California passed in, I guess it was early October, some very aggressive anti-spam legislation that was scheduled to go into effect on the first of the year. And while I applaud strong anti-spam legislation, this went a little too far in a couple of ways that were going to make it very difficult for those of us who've been doing the right thing to keep doing email marketing. In particular, it created something called a private right of action, which is the ability for any individual who thinks they received an email in error to sue a company for $1,000 per email they received.
Hmm.
Now, that works fine for the bad guys, but we all know that sometimes people forget what they signed up for.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, how much of a nuisance would it be for all of us if suddenly, you know, there were what we're calling spambulance chasers, right, out there suing us.
Right.
I mean, we may be able to defend ourselves successfully, but it, you know, who has the time?
Nobody does.
Let me give you
a scenario how that could happen, because it has happened to me, not in a negative way, but the scenario has happened. Somebody signs up for my newsletter, and because of all the anti-spam filters that are out there that you and I both know are catching good email, including individual email that you might send me, my spam filter might catch it and put it into a trash bin, you know? And so it's possible that you could subscribe to my letter, for example, but not get it for 3 or 4 weeks, and you forgot that you subscribed because you never got one from me, and then all of a sudden the spam filter let it through. And here would be this email that you thought I sent you in error, that you thought I had spammed you on. That could happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more to come with our good friend, Gail Goodman. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Gail Goodman, who's Chief Executive Officer. Gail Goodman, by the way, folks, the Chief Executive Officer of Roving, which is a software company. They make the outstanding product. One of their products is called Constant Contact, which is a way of helping you reach out and touch your customers by email. Gail, spam has actually made, I'm afraid it's made some small businesses just say, you know what, I don't want to be part of that. I hear Blassingame talk about how I should behave. I've tried to behave correctly, but I still wind up getting tagged as a spammer because I get filtered out with the spam filters or you know, the ISPs won't let me through or something like that. And so I can understand the frustration of a lot of people thinking, you know, maybe direct marketing through email is not the way, but we can't give up on it, can we?
No, we certainly can't give up on it. The interesting thing is that in surveys of readers, of the recipients, email is their preferred method of hearing from the businesses they do
right.
business with.
Absolutely.
So while we may be a little afraid, it's what our customers want.
Mm-hmm.
We should listen to our customers.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's important for the government to get involved. I mean, I'm always reluctant to have the government solve marketplace problems because you and I both know that whatever the government does, they don't always do very, very well. But it sounds like you've been a lot closer to this spam legislation than I have, And so if you're happy with it, then that makes me feel a lot better, because I know you and I are kindred spirits with regard to this issue. But the thing is, the industry has some responsibility too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, fundamentally, the government can make what the spammers are doing illegal, but at the moment, they can't be found because
right.
the internet protocols, the way the internet works, is so open that they can hide.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do as an industry is make it, you know, impossible for people to send email without a valid identity.
Mm-hmm.
So where we're headed is a situation where if you want to send some volume mail, you know, you're going to have to register. You know, not in an overly burdensome way. You just need to be somebody that can be found.
Well, it's just like getting a business license.
It's just like getting
hanging
a business
sign
license.
Out front and saying, you know what, I'm a legitimate business. Come in and check me out.
Exactly. So we're headed towards that relatively quickly. I think sort of by the middle of next year, late next year, we'll be in a situation where there is a registry of good emailers.
Mm-hmm.
And folks who are on the registry will get their mail delivered, you know, kind of like first class.
Are there people who will be able to demonstrate those basic guidelines that you and I've been following now all these years, and the people that I know, the people I work with, are following automatically. You know, we didn't have to be told to behave. We were raised right, and we are behaving. But
and we respected our customers.
Exactly. And for those people who maybe didn't have that background, now the government is or who aren't you know, who aren't as ethical, perhaps. Now there's about to be a law that will say, you know what, if you want to be treated like a legitimate business and not run afoul of the law, these are four things that you need to be sure you do.
The great news is they're pretty easy to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad to hear that. And we've avoided, apparently, for now at least, we've avoided any kind of a tax on email. You know, that was one of the big myths that was going around, that they were going to tax email, right?
Yep. There certainly was discussion that, you know, the right way to solve this was simply to have some sort of a stamp system and require
mm-hmm.
each of us, if we wanted to send mail, to buy, you know, to buy stamps.
Right.
But I think we've ducked that one for now.
Well, I hope we will. I hope, and that's another thing that we can all participate in, Gail, isn't it? When we talk to our elected representatives, tell them that we want to solve this in a sensible way without overburdening the internet with taxation.
Exactly.
Yeah, Gail, give us your website one more time.
It's www.constantcontact.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're reaching out to customers by email, I recommend this company to you, Gail's organization to you. I think they can help you to weed through some of this thing so you don't get tagged as a spammer. And I'd like to recommend them to you, constantcontact.com. Gail, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good holiday.
You too.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.